Cabinet woes continue for the president with his pick to head the Veteran Affairs Department now out of the running. White House physician Ronnie Jackson withdrawing his nomination to be the next VA secretary. Congressman and House VA committee member Mike Kaufman joins us live. Good morning, Congressman.
Hey, good morning, Ed.
Last time that you were on with us, I kind of got the impression you were lukewarm on the admiral as the nominee for that position. So are you somewhat relieved, or what's your reaction to this?
No, I'm kind of relieved. I think the White House could do a better vetting process for its nominees. There certainly was an Office of the Inspector General report on criticizing the admiral's leadership in 2012, and so I'm not sure that anybody in the White House read that report, but they certainly should have. Unfortunately, this department remains leaderless and is not, you know, when you have a department the second largest in the federal government without, you know, leadership, it's problematic for the men and women who serve this country in the military. And so my suggestion certainly to the White House is to get somebody who's going to be Marine Corps tough in terms of cleaning out the senior management. We've got senior leaders in this department that year after year have documented failures, and the prior secretary did not use that authority, nor did Secretary McDonald did not use their authority given to them by the Congress to expeditiously get rid of these senior executives in the department who, again, year after year, documented failure to serve our veterans, both by the Government Accountability Office and by the Office of Inspector General for the VA. You got a clean house, or whoever gets in this job is going to fail.
Do you have a name in mind?
You know, I don't. Anybody could be a Marine Corps tough and clean house. And again, just very disappointing. And who's going to be vetted? Who is going to be vetted? Somebody clearly from outside this organization. I mean, this organization suffers from a culture of bureaucratic incompetence. Dr. Shulkin came from within the organization and was appointed secretary from within the organization. I think that was a mistake. This administration needs to find somebody from the outside, preferably with some private sector experience.
And it doesn't have to be a doctor. I mean, do you want somebody who's used to running a large organization? Because even Dr. Jackson didn't have that skill set, but he was propped up, I think, just because, well, the president said he looked like he was out of central casting.
Yeah, he certainly did. No, the VHA or Veterans Health Administration is the largest part of the Department of Veterans Affairs, but there's also, you know, two other significant parts. The second largest part is benefits. And the third largest part is mortuary affairs, but certainly it is dominated by healthcare. It would be helpful to have somebody with a healthcare background, and who has served this country in the mm-hmm. military, that I would understand the culture of veterans and what attracts them to the VA. And so I think all those things are important. But I think it's very important for the administration to get moving on this. And not have this vacuum that's out there.
Yeah, and maybe vet first and then pick
vet
from
first.
That vetted list.
Yes.
Congressman Mike Kaufman, thanks for the time as always.
Oh, thank you.